Are you thinking about starting a virtual assistant business, but struggling where to even begin? Don't worry, you are not alone. I'm Kara Tannenbaum and host of All Up in Your VA Business podcast, where I get into the nitty-gritty of growing and scaling a profitable business as a VA. If you are an ambitious VA or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and helps you create a life you love, you're in the right place. Each podcast episode is filled with strategies and action steps that can easily be implemented for immediate results in your virtual assistant business. You deserve to have a business and life you're super proud of. Let's get started. Coming from a 9-to-5 corporate environment, I underestimated how difficult it would be to build processes and systems from the ground up in my own business. I thought about everything that was in place on the back end of my old job and how the engine ran under the hood. And that's when I realized one of the missing pieces for my business was standard operating procedures, also called SOPs for short. SOPs can be a service you offer your clients and should be built in your own business. When it comes to training others in your business, here's the thing. Expectations can't be implied. You have to tell people exactly what's expected of them and give them enough support and resources to meet those expectations. That means transferring best practices from your head onto paper. Standard operating procedures help everyone get on the same page about what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and why. By definition, standard operating procedures are step-by-step processes required to complete specific repetitive tasks. Basically, SOPs help you transfer those best practices you developed inside your head into documented processes. Once documented, the standard operating procedures allow someone else to complete those tasks with the same standard and care as if you were doing it yourself. Here are some examples of when you might need an SOP. Onboarding and offboarding clients. HR functions like recruiting new team members. Creating and publishing content. Putting together a bid or proposal. Accounting tasks like invoicing. And so much more. Before you start creating SOPs, it's important to really understand why you're creating them. In today's episode, my guest Ashley Troutwine and I explain how good SOPs highlight whose responsibility it is to complete certain tasks, and we break down the steps involved in creating SOPs that are crucial for both you and your client's business to run like clockwork. That's right. This is a wash, rinse, and repeat type of service that you can add to your client offerings. Ashley is a practice manager for Mindfulness Cubicle, supporting mental health therapists. Her goal is to take some of the workloads off the client's shoulders and be there to assist them so they can turn their attention towards their clients and grow their business. Tune in to hear a bit about a day in the life of a practice manager and why written SOPs are an indispensable part of an organization. Hello, Ashley. Welcome. It is a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you. It's so a blessing to be here today.
Thank you. Can you take us back a little bit? Give us like a little glimpse of how you became a virtual assistant. What sparked you to say, let's do this?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So I have been in and out of virtual assistants ever since I graduated high school. I absolutely just love being a virtual assistant and being able to help others, being able to help them, you know, build their businesses and scale them as well. Getting out of high school, I did go in and out of reception work for doctor's offices, and I found myself wanting to do a similar type of work, and that's how I stumbled upon being a virtual assistant, especially with having a move moved from Colorado to North Carolina, it was hard to find a new job in the state, which caused me to look online and see what my different options are online. So that's what kind of led me to being a virtual assistant and developing this business for virtual assistants. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got started.
That's awesome. And so you have a very specialized niche. You are a practice manager for Mindfulness Cubicle. Tell me, what is a practice manager?
Absolutely. Great question. I get that question many often. So a practice manager it's really just like a virtual assistant. Actually, starting out at Mindfulness Cubicle, we did call ourselves virtual assistants. But as we developed the business more, we fit that practice management worked best for us. At Mindfulness Cubicle, our clients are all mental health therapists. So the reason practice management kind of came along for us is that we not only do those phones and emails and also billing stuff, but we've also developed into creating courses, helping with podcasts. So we thought that the practice management kind of just fit a little bit better title with what the kind of things that we do and all of the different things that we offer. Not to mention that our clients are therapy based, so they have their own practices. So it just correlated with it, and that's how we became practice managers.
It's so interesting because therapists, they are with their patients, I would imagine, mm-hmm. so much during the day that this is such a value to them for someone to help them with all of the paperwork. And I want to talk about that later, about how you guys get around all the HIPAA and the confidentiality with helping therapists. Because I think that's so important for any of our listeners who are like, oh, this sounds like a really good idea. But what about HIPAA? Right. Yeah. But I do want to mention that the term virtual assistant is any type of remote assistant who provides creative, technical, admin support services for online mm-hmm. and brick and mortar businesses. And so we refer to ourselves under a specific niche. This is specific to what you do. There's also social media managers, podcast managers, the list goes on and on, Pinterest managers, mm-hmm. whatever. So I do want to mention for anyone who is listening, who is not exact, who might be a little confused, that it's the VA industry, but mm-hmm. what we do, we refer to ourselves under that specific niche. And so that's the clarification there. And is Thank it you. Untapped in your experience working in that industry? Do you see that there are a lot of mental health therapists who are looking for virtual support?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. You have therapists who are, just like you said, in therapy sessions with their clients all day. And while they're in these therapy sessions, they have phone calls coming in, they have emails coming in, new clients coming in, just people looking for support. And while they're in those sessions, you want them to focus on their client, on that therapy session. And by us being there to provide that support to them, they can grow so much with their clients and with their practice while we take care of that other stuff, take care of those phones and those emails and just some of those things that do come up that they might not be able to do.
And you streamline their systems and their processes.
Systems and processes are, ever since I got into this business, they have been huge to me. Systems are going to be a workflow of any tasks that you do. Specifically with me, I like to use what is called SOPs, standard operating procedures. Yes. Saved my life. They are amazing. And if to those who do not know what a standard operating procedure is, it is a step-by-step instruction that is completed by the organization, so your team members, yourself, that can carry out a routine operation. And these SOPs have made life so much easier for me. And that just helps with my processes. All the things that I do in order to make any given system work most efficiently gives me those great processes. So SOPs are huge to me in getting those systems and processes to work.
It's like the step-by-step, like a recipe card.
Yes, exactly. Just like cooking a recipe, you have your step-by-step, all the ingredients, everything you need to get something done.
And something that I've been doing is at first I was doing SOPs all written. I have adapted video screenshots as well. So I'll do tutorials on Loom and accompany that with my written instructions because it's good to go back and look at videos of navigating the screen, how to get to
Absolutely.
do this and this. Over the years, I've found that both have been helpful, also perfect for training. SOPs are
Perfect.
just so crucial. When you're getting your business started as a VA, why are implementing systems and processes so crucial right from the start?
Definitely. Getting them done at the beginning, those systems and processes, is going to be so helpful for things such as onboarding a new client or offboarding a new client, setting up your invoicing system, also your retainers if you go by retainers, including your time tracking as well. You want to make sure that all these system and processes are in place as you're starting your business. So that way you can focus more on your clients and these systems are already set up for you. Those basics of your business that build your business.
You don't have to fish for things that takes up so
Yes,
much time. When you
absolutely.
have it right there in one spot, how do you go about creating them?
Great question. So I create my SOPs very similar to how you do. I record my screen. So I will go ahead and I will just actually work for a client, record my screen, and then write out those step-by-step instructions from watching the video. I do recommend having someone else maybe watch the video and write them out for you, or you write out the instructions and then have someone view it and go through it. Because sometimes as we're writing out those step-by-step instructions, our brain kind of just puts things in place and we don't even know it. And to someone who's taking this SOP, who's never done this task before, might not know what you mean by that word or what you mean by that step. So it's helpful to have another person take a look at those. But that's how I create my SOPs. I do have an SOP template that we use specifically for our business. And it has specific things as such as who is doing this task, how they're doing it, why, if there's any other systems that they need to add to it, such as different programs, if they needed to use Zoom or something, they can embed that into their SOP. So that's mainly how I create my SOPs, and that's how I've been doing it for a while. And again, they are just a
Do
lifesaver.
you ever put the time estimate with those specific processes? Not in creating them, but if someone were going to do that or you're doing it, do you ever say, and I'm thinking again of a recipe card, like prep time is half an hour. This might take you 45 minutes to do this particular, put this particular spreadsheet together or onboard this client. These are the materials that you need, and it might take an hour to get these documents customized for this new client that you have.
Yes, definitely. Adding those is super, I find them super helpful because when I've had used these SOPs before for hiring and training someone, and when they take these SOPs, that kind of helps direct them so that way they know how long they can spend on it, if they're spending too much time or heading in the right direction with their SOP and working through this task. Not only do I add the estimate times on it, I also add when the SOP was created, specifically like the date, and also when it was updated. Because we always want to be making sure that we're updating our SOPs. Tasks are changing all the time, and you want to make sure that you have an updated SOP.
How often do you update them
Great question.
or
So,
audit them to see if they need an update?
Absolutely. So usually when I'm working through my tasks, if I do see something that's new or updated, I try to go right away into my SOP. But usually I update them quarterly. I'll go through all of them, just kind of look through them. I have one of maybe my team members help me go through them and just make sure that they are all up to date and exactly what the task looks like to this day.
I would imagine with software career changes. If you're doing something that is navigating specific platforms, those change all the time.
I know.
And so you might have to redo a little video because the navigation's just slightly
just
tweaked.
A little different.
It's update. That's right. And someone else, if there's a team member, which is a great thing to pass off to, if they're doing that, they're going to get stumped. They're going to be like, wait, you didn't click on this.
Exactly. Softwares are changing all the time. They have updates to them. So that's why it's extremely important to always update those SOPs. Even the smallest changes should definitely be documented.
Yeah, for sure. And what tasks would it be efficient to have those SOPs, all the processes in place?
So tasks that would be important to have those SOPs in place would be anything that you do routinely. So anything that you, you know, even if it's daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, you want to make sure that you have an SOP for all of them. Any SOPs that if you are passing a client on to another VA or practice manager in your company, you want to make sure that you have SOPs for every single task that they might be doing that does come up routinely for them. Also create SOPs for the clients as well and all of their tasks. So for example, checking email, I have SOPs for those, checking phone calls. I've embedded my SOPs so that way they have scripts for those phone calls and emails in them as well.
Okay.
Yep. So anything that comes up like that, daily, weekly, monthly in your client's work, you definitely want to have an SOP for that.
It's a great add-on for your clients to, as a service, to offer. This is a way I can streamline your processes and make things so much easier. Would you like me to write up some SOPs for you and create them so that you have something that you can refer to in the future? And it's a good starting point because it's easier to update than it is to create from scratch.
It definitely is. You're correct on that. It's definitely easier to update those, and for your clients to have them, they will just love it. They will be in love with it when you show them their whole, I call them like a little vault of SOPs, are in love with it. They love everything with it because they can just take that and they can really give it to anyone and they can do that task for them.
Yeah, their playbook in their hands. Exactly. All right. So going back to specifically as a practice manager, how do you make these HIPAA compliant?
So when creating any of my SOPs, I make it what I say like a basic SOP. So if I was doing, for example, for one of my clients, a phone or email SOP, I wouldn't put any protected health information in it. I wouldn't put any phones or emails, date of birth, full name. I would keep it pretty basic. So that way, if there was any inquiry that came in, any phone call or email, I could use this SOP for everyone. So that helps me keep it HIPAA compliant because I'm not adding any of these therapists, specifically my clients, adding their clients' phone numbers or any like information like that into it. You can also create your SOPs in Google Doc. It is HIPAA compliant. You must sign a BAA with Google in order for it to be HIPAA and compliant.
What does that stand for?
BAA. Yes, for the BAA, it's going to be the Business Associate Agreement.
Okay.
And absolutely, if you reach out to Google, they can help you out with that. And you just want to make sure that you actually sign it. So that way you can make your Google HIPAA compliant. So that will help if you wanted to create an SOP in Google Doc and you needed to have that HIPAA information in there, you can do that. But a lot of my SOPs, I like to try to leave that out if I can, because I'm huge on HIPAA and just making sure you fit within those guidelines. So just creating like those basic SOPs that don't have any HIPAA information that violates in it. If I do, I sometimes add initials if I need to add like a client in there, or notes to remind myself without violating HIPAA. Maybe I put a note in my SOP that says, look into this task, this specific task. And then when I look into that task, I can find that client's name or that client's information there. So adding those little notes and initials helps as well.
That's smart because you're giving yourself some triggers, right. But you're not violating anything exactly. In any way. Yeah,
exactly.
Now, in mindfulness cubicle, do you use any type of project management system to keep up with all of your different clients and their tasks,
yes.
Their needs?
Yes, we definitely do.
Tell us about it.
Yes.
Love a good project management system.
So we've used many project management systems throughout the years, but the one that we fell in love with is ClickUp, and you guys could be chatting back and forth right in that task. So it keeps it organized in that way as well, so you know where everything is at. Yes, ClickUp, we are able to put every single client into ClickUp. We are able to put every single task into ClickUp, have all the clients' information in there. Not only are we able to do that, we can also communicate with the client through ClickUp. So if there was a certain task that they had you working on and they wanted an update on it, they could actually go into that certain task and make comments on it.
That's great. And it keeps you organized and it just frees up. It gives you peace of mind, but also the client's peace of mind, that the client can see exactly what tasks were assigned to whom on the team and when deadlines are coming up. And I'll include the link in our show notes for ClickUp for anyone who's interested in checking it out for themselves. As I said before, practice manager, God, what a great industry. What a great niche this is. Because I know of other mental health professionals who probably could use your services for sure. What do you love about being a practice manager?
Yes, I love being a practice manager because I, just like you said, the therapists are in sessions all day long and I am their go-to person if they need something taken care of. So that way they can focus on their session. Mm-hmm. I'm helping build their business, scale and grow their business while they're still doing what they love. So they have that additional helping hand and I absolutely love being there to support them and help them through that. Not only do I love working for the therapist, but I also like working for the therapist clients. I feel that I'm helping them. I'm getting them connected to therapy and getting the support that they're looking for. And at the end of the day, when you have a phone call with someone and you get that support, you connect them with the therapist, that feeling is just, it's a really good feeling.
Oh,
definitely helping them get that support they're looking for and getting them to the right place. And all of those things keep me in this business every single day and just love what I do.
I love that. As we wrap up, tell us where we can find you online.
Yes, absolutely. So you can find me online at, you can use our website, which is mindfulnesscubicle.com. So we do have a website on there that you can look at. We also have a Facebook group as well, which is just Mindfulness Cubicle Practice Management for Mental Health Therapists. I also do want to mention that we do have a product, a business hub, which is incorporated into ClickUp. And a little bit about the business hub is it can help you organize your business. You can have certain things as you can add links to your social media page. It's pretty much a place to have everything together in one place.
It's like a dashboard where
exactly.
You can see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's awesome. And that's something that Mindfulness Cubicle created.
Yes. Awesome. We do have that created. So that is out there in the upcoming days and weeks. We will be launching another one.
2.0.
Yep. A 2.0.
Yeah. It's a fantastic resource that you've created for your clients.
They wanted to reach out to me on LinkedIn. My name is just Ashley Troutwine. And the last name is Trout as in a fish and then wine as in wine.
I bet that's not the first time you've said that, right?
Nope.
I get it. Awesome.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all this valuable information. Yes. I loved talking to you about it today. And the whole conversation over processes lights me up because I could talk about that all day long.
Yep.
organization and just freeing a space in our head and on sticky notes. Get it out.
Yep.
Get it done. Get it put into a SOP and a project management system. Exactly. And you're just going to have so much clarity.
Yep. It's going to be so much easier for yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. It was wonderful to talk to you today.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure being here and just wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of All Up in Your VA Business. You can find all the links and resources we talked about in the show notes on my website, thepodsquadcollective.com. I appreciate you so, so much. I hope you hit subscribe because I've got some great content coming up next week for you. And hey, while you're there, I would be so grateful if you could leave me a review and a rating. They do matter, so thank you for taking the time. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to serving you next week.